Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in today's episode, I want to talk about how to cope with the stress of working through the COVID-19 pandemic. We've had some previous episodes over the past 5 months where we've talked about how to help the team. How do you help your crisis team? How do you help your executives? How do you help your team work through the COVID-19 pandemic and all of the issues that have come up? But this episode is different. I want to talk about how to cope with your own stress, how to work through the challenges that you're facing as a business continuity, crisis management, resiliency, security leader in your organization, or even just in your role as a member of your family or as an individual, and how you can work through that. Each one of us is handling the stress of COVID-19 in our own way. And for some of us, we endure more stress than others. We process stress differently, and that's normal. Everyone handles challenging situations in different ways, and no two of us really process this alike. But certainly fear and anxiety with COVID play a pretty significant role in our mental health and how we think about what's going on in the world right now. And even today, and I'm recording this episode on July 22nd, 2020, I saw a post on social media from a friend of mine who is normally, you know, one of the most rock solid, confident, carefree individuals who is in a great marriage with great children, has a, you know, both of them are full-time employed, haven't been impacted by this epidemic, except in the area of stress and mental health. And, you know, what I saw today, it concerned me a little bit. And 5 months into this pandemic, with no end in sight and changes continuing to happen in terms of mask mandates and not knowing what we're going to do for school in the fall, not knowing when we'll be returning to the office in some environments, certainly has created a different level of stress and fear and anxiety in individuals. For some of us, this can feel overwhelming, and it can cause very strong emotions in not just in children, but in adults, in folks that have endured lots of other challenges and hardship during the course of their lives. Some actions that we have had to take during this pandemic, such as social distancing, the shelter-in-place, stay-at-home periods that might be returning in some states, as we're seeing right now. If you're an extrovert, it can make you feel isolated and lonely, and can increase that stress and anxiety. And even if we think of these, or even if we all agree that these are the right actions to take to reduce the spread of COVID, to get our handle on this pandemic, it can still create stress and anxiety for many individuals. Finding ways to cope with stress in a healthy way can make you and the people you care about and your local community stronger. So some of the things that we look for when we think about stress during a pandemic like this is are changes in sleep or eating patterns, difficulty sleeping or concentrating, fear and worry about your own health, the health of your loved ones, perhaps your financial situation or job or support services that you rely upon. It might feel like chronic health conditions that you may have been dealing with in your life feel worse, or that mental health conditions that you've been challenged by in your life feel worse. You may see increased use of products like tobacco or alcohol, or even drugs that may not be legal in your jurisdiction. So these are some of the things that we see be caused by stress during an infectious disease outbreak. So let's talk just first about the critical piece, which is that if you're in a crisis, if you feel like you are in a crisis, you're thinking about harming yourself or harming someone else, there's a lot of places that you can turn to. And it's important that you find someone to talk with right away in that situation. If you're feeling like that now or in the future, if you can go to an emergency room or a clinic or talk with your family physician or a counselor if you've seen, you know, a mental health professional, that is the best thing that you can do. If you can't, there's a number of other places that you can go. You can talk to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number is 800-273-TALK or 800-273-8255. You can call the Disaster Distress Helpline if you want to try something that's a little more all hazards in nature. And that number is 800-985-5990. If you're a veteran, there's a Veterans Crisis Line at 800-273-TALK. This is the same number as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, but they'll get you someone who understands the needs of veterans that can be unique that you might be working through. If you can't, if none of those are something that you want to do, call a friend or a family member. Talk to your spouse or another loved one and tell them what's going on and tell them that you need help and let them take you to a place where you can receive that help. If nothing else, you can call me. Our office number is 612-235-6435. And if you hit the number for emergency, I'm having a crisis right now, I think is what the voice response says when it picks up. It'll go to our on-call voicemail and one of our employees will either I will pick it up or one of my folks will and let me know. And I would be happy to talk with you if you're a listener to this podcast. I'm not a mental health professional, but I can be your friend and help you out. But if you're in a crisis, if you're feeling like, you know, you're at your wit's end and you're thinking of harming yourself or another, then I want you to do something about that right away. I don't want you to wait. I want you to call and get immediate help. Let's talk about, you know, when we're not in that crisis situation, what are some things that we can do? I think it's important to acknowledge that everyone reacts differently to stressful situations, and how you react and respond to that stress can depend upon your background, your social support from family and friends, your financial situation, your health and emotional background, the community you live in, and other factors. And those changes, there's changes in that that can happen because of what's been going on with COVID and the ways that we've had to take steps to control the spread of the virus. And those affect all of us in different ways. Folks, you know, there's a number of groups that might respond more strongly to the stress of the moment. And that includes folks who are at higher risk for illness. You know, older individuals, people that have certain underlying medical conditions. For example, my mother has a couple underlying health conditions and is just turned 70. So, you know, she's in that at-risk group. And so, you know, taking chances with travel and doing some things are not decisions that she's comfortable with. And that's okay. But that adds stress to her situation and how she perceives the risk and having to deal with COVID. Children and teens deal with this differently because they don't have the coping mechanisms that adults do to deal with this kind of stress. People who are caring for family members or loved ones have additional stressors that are going on as we work through the pandemic. Frontline workers like healthcare providers, law enforcement, fire and EMS, doctors and nurses and others are on the front line of this, and they're seeing the impact every day. Essential workers who are working in the food industry or in, you know, food processing and agriculture, retail and others are at the front end of this. And so they've had their own stress as they've gone through COVID. There's people who have existing mental health conditions that have had to work through these additional challenges. Folks who are, you know, have an addiction to alcohol or substance abuse have different stressors that have gone on. We have millions of our neighbors and members in our community that have lost their jobs, have had their hours reduced, or have had changes to their jobs or employment or the work conditions, all of which add additional stress. Individuals who have disabilities or who are socially isolated from others, folks who might live alone, because they're single or had a loved one pass away, or they're in a rural or frontier area. Folks who may not have access to information in their primary language. I'm assuming that here we're talking about people who the primary language is not English. Folks who are homeless, people who live in group settings. And then there's others that we're not even getting to here. But the point is everyone reacts differently in these stressful situations. We do want to make sure, I think we all want to be able to take care of our friends and our family and see that as something that helps us relieve our own stress. But we want to make sure that you're balancing that with care for yourself. Helping others cope with their stress, such as providing social support or checking in with them, can help your community be stronger. But you also want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself in doing so. During these times where we've had more social distancing and we may not be able to see all of our loved ones, you can still maintain contact and care for their mental health. You can do phone calls and video chats using FaceTime or Google Hangouts or Zoom or another tool. You can check in with them. You can talk, go see them at a socially acceptable distance, more than 6 feet, to help folks feel more socially connected, less lonely, and less isolated. There's a lot of ways to think about how to take care of your emotional health. And here are some things to think about here. The first one, in order to improve your own resilience, is look at how you can take care of your body. I'm horrible at this, but eating healthy, well-balanced meals, exercising regularly, and ensuring that you're getting plenty of sleep. As much as you can, you want to avoid alcohol, tobacco, and certainly other illicit drugs that might be available in your area. Having physical strength and rest really help you deal better with stress and work through, build good emotional resilience to the situation. The second is to connect with others. Share your concerns and how you're feeling with friends and family, with your loved ones. Try and maintain healthy relationships and, really, I always think about this as your anchors. These are the folks that you trust the most, that you love because they're family or close friends. These are all important ways to make sure that you stay connected and you feed that social requirement for interaction that's an important part of your emotional health. Take breaks. Make time to unwind. Remind yourself that this stress will fade in time. Try taking in deep breaths. Try to do some things you enjoy. That might be reading or video games or time with your children. I mean, there's a lot of, whatever that hobby is that helps you feel rejuvenated and relaxed and is away from work, is away from thinking about the pandemic, I think is a good break. Stay informed. For some folks, and I'm one of these, if I feel like I'm missing information, I get stressed or nervous. So I want to make sure I'm connected, I'm watching, I'm listening, I'm reading the news for updates from my local, state, and federal government about what's going on. I'm making sure that I'm avoiding false information, disinformation, rumors. I'm looking for facts. I want to hear the science. I want to hear what the strategies are that are being successful here and elsewhere. So I'm always kind of checking the sources and making sure I'm going to the reliable source of true information, not disinformation. The other side of this is just making sure you don't have too much exposure to news, that you're taking breaks from watching, reading, and listening to news stories, that you're looking for news that doesn't just have to do with the pandemic and its impact on jobs and mental health and the business. Looking for enjoyable activities and trying to get away as much as possible from that. Just have the right balanced approach to getting in good, factual, science-based information and not this constant exposure to doom and gloom. And then lastly, to seek help where necessary. That if your stress or your emotional state, your emotional challenges you might be faced with, impacts the activities of your daily life for more than a few days or weeks, then I think you want to seek help at this point. You want to talk to a friend or a family member about finding help. You can always talk to You know, perhaps you're a member of a church. You can talk to a clergy member, you know, a pastor, minister, deacon. I'm Catholic, so deacons and priests are people that we talk to. You can talk with a counselor. You can go see your doctor. You can get a referral to a mental health professional. There's a lot of routes that you can go in order to seek that help and kind of build that emotional resilience that's really going to be important for you. Again, if you are in crisis, make sure that you seek help right away, that you go to an emergency room or clinic, you talk with your doctor, you seek help from a mental health or medical professional, talk to a family or friend, call one of the hotlines we talked about, or you can always call me here at the office, and I would be happy to talk with you and be your friend, even if I don't know you. And again, our number is 612-235-6435. It's a little different episode for us. We're not really talking about companies. We're not really talking about, you know, building a stronger, resilient enterprise out there somewhere. But a lot of things going on around COVID right now, and really feel like it's important for each of us to take a moment and take stock of our mental and emotional health and make sure that we're taking some time to take care of ourselves as we continue to work through the pandemic, so we can be there for our family, our friends, our local community, and our businesses. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.